Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my fantastic, fabulous audience who I love and adore. Okay, so today we are doing the podcast from the office, not in the dungeon. But I am looking smoking hot for anybody that wants to come watch me. You can find me on Vet Life where the video lives under Empress-Gaia. Okay, so today we're going to talk about anal fisting. That's right. I said anal fisting, not anal fucking, fisting. Whole fists. Up someone's ass. Okay. The reason we're going to talk about this is because, as always, I ask you, the listeners, for topics that you want me to cover. And one of the listeners asked me to talk about anal fisting. So this is why we're here. Okay. So let's talk about what anal fisting is. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page. It's when somebody sticks their fist up somebody else's ass. Okay? That's what anal fisting is. Now, it's kind of hot and exciting to think about. It's extreme. It's extreme. But extreme doesn't always bode well for our bodies. Extreme doesn't always bode well for long-term health problems that can happen when we do anal fisting. It is very hard to do fisting in the ass without causing damage, without creating anal fissures. If somebody has hemorrhoids, rupturing those hemorrhoids, doing other things like, you know, prolapse stuff. I don't recommend anal fisting. If you're really wanting to do fisting, find a vagina. Vaginas are made for fisting. You know why? Because they are elasticity. They can stretch. They can, the skin is meant to move and stretch and shrink and stretch. The anus is not, the skin in the anus is not created for stretching other than past your regular size poops. And no one has a poop the size of a fist. It may feel like it sometimes when you don't have enough fiber. However, that being said, it's still not the size of a fist. Okay. So if somebody suggests, hey, I would like to fist your ass, you're going to say, no, thank you. Just say no to anal fisting. Now, you're like, yeah, but I've seen it on porn. Yes. And so here's what happens on porn so that a fist can get into somebody's ass. They are on muscle relaxants. And it's not good to be on muscle relaxants while somebody's stretching your ass to past its capacity, which can cause tearing and anal fissures. and being able to, you're gonna have to shit in a bag. And you know, once you have a fissure, by the way, it's really hard for that fissure to heal completely, which means all of your anal play will be over. I know this because I have an anal fissure, which I did not, by the way, get from anal fisting or anal sex. Happened to just my body and my diet and stuff like that. But because I've had anal fissures, I can't participate anymore in anal play. Other than me being the one with the strap on, violating everybody else's ass, my poor little ass doesn't get to be fucked anymore or played with or any of the things. So you don't want that. Trust me, it's a very sad thing to not be able to put things up your butt. Right? Because it feels good and there's all sorts of wonderful nerve sensations there. And if you're like, oh, I want to know about pegging or anal, I've done podcasts on it. My BDSM membership has how to peg, how to do strap-on play, how to do butt play, how to do, fingering of the ass, all ass stuff that is safe to happen. I have done some filming so that you can see and learn how to do it, what's good, what's not, how to do it, and things. So go join the membership, my BDSM membership. You can find it on empressgaia.com. Okay, so back to anal fisting. So I know it's sad. I'm sorry to be the one that says it's you're going to have long-term health issues. The ass is not meant to stretch like that. And if you've managed to do some anal fisting and nothing bad has happened thus far, that is a miracle, and don't do it again because the next time may not be so lucky. And here's the thing. If you tear significantly and damage the sphincter and the all those sphincters that are in your anus, if you stretch them, then you can't poop properly. And then you have to have surgery, and that surgery can't completely fix it. And so as you get older, you will definitely have to be shitting in diapers. You'll have to be wearing diapers because there's no way you have any control over your sphincter if we damage that sphincter. Okay. So I know it's sad. You can fantasize about it. And if you want more, something more, here's some safe extremes. Okay. Because, you know, I like extremes. I'm like the next gal. Right? Is it's much better if you want to do stretching of the anus to get a dildo so that you can do it with a cock than it is to do it with the fist. And again, you want a cock. Think about it this way. You want a cock maybe slightly bigger than the biggest poop you've ever had. And again, you're not going to start off there. You're going to go very slow. You're going to start with one finger. You're going to go into a butt plug. Then you're going to go up a little size. And then you're going to go a little bit bigger. But you slowly increase. It's not like nothing. And then this, you know, a cock that's the size of my arm. Thickness. And don't get the, do not get the fisting. A toy that looks like a fist or two fists. Definitely don't put that in your ass. Again, you want that extreme, go find a vagina to stretch. Vaginas like to be stretched, not asses. Vaginas stretchy, asses not stretchy. Here's your rule. When you're playing with a hole, is it stretchy or non-stretchy? And based on the answer, should be based on the size of things you put in that hole. Okay, there's a very good rule to live by. Also, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of lube, slowly. Please, if you're going to participate, please go do it slowly. Go watch the videos. Go see my episodes around pegging and, you know, how to do it, how to be, you know, get your partner or partners that are going to do it. If you're going to hire somebody to do pegging for you and, you know, stretch your asshole out, make sure that they understand the health, because there's a lot of people who don't understand that and try to stretch it like a vagina, and you will do damage. Okay. So I know I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but again, you can get a fairly huge cock. Yeah, you can get a fairly, very, fairly thick cock and do some slow penetration to stretch out your ass so that you feel like you're a dirty little slut with a gaping asshole without causing any long-term or even in short-term damage. But stay away from just say no to anal fisting. Okay. All right, let me see. Anything else I want to say about that? No, I think that covers it. Remember, what hole are you putting things in? Is it a stretchy hole or is it a non-stretchy hole? Stretchy holes can go big. Non-stretchy holes can't go big. And you have to go very slow with lots of lube. And you take it slowly and you don't push past where it's painful. Because painful means tearing. Tearing is bad in the ass. Like I said, we got anal fissures, there's hemorrhoids, there's, you know, overstretching this, you know, the sphincter, there's all sorts of problems. And never, ever, 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 I don't recommend it. If you choose it, that's all right. You there could be some serious consequences, but I personally don't recommend it as a sexual educator. And as a happy-go-lucky sex goddess, I do not recommend taking any kind of muscle relaxants, numbing agencies in order to get something in bigger into your ass, because that can cause problems. We have the pain in there to tell us you've gone too far. Pull it back. It's not meant, there's lots of beautiful nerve endings and sensations that can be happening. But again, its pure function is to have things going out the other direction, not going in, but going out. So when we're going to, like a salmon, swim up the river, we have to do it delicately and slowly and not too big. Okay. That's it. That's all. I love you all. Thanks for listening. I hope this was inspiring. And remember, which hole are you going in? Is it stretchy or non-stretchy? Cheerio. Okay. Go visit my BDSM membership. And again, as always, I've now started partaking in more. If you want to see more of me, literally, I've been doing some adult content creation, which is a lot of fun. You can see the orgasmic goddess that I am in action. And you can find me at Loyal Fans under Empress Gaia to come see more of me if you want. Otherwise, again, this was a topic that you, the audience, wanted me to talk about. So I love when you guys give me topics. Send me a message. Ask for some topics. I'll make sure I cover them. Okay. Bye-bye. Stretchy, not stretchy hole. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast. where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.